I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Kid Rock has come out with a song called We the People. Hannah, have you heard this song yet?
I have not heard about it.
So we want to play it for you.
Okay.
There's a little bit of a problem. It's by Kid Rock.
And we are regulated by the FCC.
And he is not. However, I will remind you that we were just talking about, that was like a week or two ago, we were talking about music and how we hear it. And I'm always thinking, once you have kids who can hear this stuff and they know enough to go, wait, what are they talking about there? You hear everything differently than you've ever heard it before. And my husband was going out and running, and he's like, what did I listen to in high school when I was running and working out? Kid Rock, because we graduated in the late 90s and the early 2000s. And he came home and he goes, I listened to Kid Rock while I was running. It is filthy. Mm-hmm. And it is filthy. But now he's put out a song about the current state of affairs in our country. And we thought that we would give you the FCC approved version of it. And
just a part of it, not the whole
thing. No, just a slice. So, but we've made it so that, you know, I understand my audience, and I have a kind of a unspoken agreement about how we treat this. So Ryan has made sure that it's appropriate for us. And Brad, just in case Ryan missed anything, you know where that special button is that makes
our mistakes
go away.
Yeah, this isn't a bit. Like, I just beeped out things that needed to be
that were offensive.
I didn't like make a bit out of it.
No, this is the actual song. And when Ryan and I were talking about it, I was like, bleep out anything that's offensive. So let's listen to a little Kid Rock here.
We should. We absolutely should do
that.
We've
bleeped out everything that's offensive. I don't know. I'm trying to play it. It's not playing. You should play it from over there.
Oh, I'll see if I can.
So it'll jump in the middle of the song, just so you know. This isn't from the beginning. I grabbed verse and chorus just about, and then I faded it down right as at the end of it. When I faded down, there we go. Okay, here we go.
Facebook, Twitter too, and the mainstream media. You too, too, too. Ooh. Yeah, you.
We the people. Ooh, yeah. We the people.
Inflation's up like the minimum wage, so it's all the same. Ain't it a thing changed? You piece of I don't see color.
Okay.
But we gotta keep fighting for the right to be free. And every human being doesn't have to agree. We all bleed red, brother, listen to me. It's time for love and unity.
We the people. Let's go, Brandon. We the people. Let's go, Brandon. We the people. Let's go, Brandon. We the people.
CNN. TMZ.
Okay.
And you social media trolls.
Okay.
So I faded down there because he starts in with the word D's.
Yeah, what happens next?
And then over and over and over. It's not just one time. I was like, man, I'm out of beeps.
Yeah, we're waiting to see if Facebook's going to be okay with that one.
Hopefully we beeped it enough that it messes up their algorithm.
They're like, oh, that was that the Kid Rock? No, that
nah,
wasn't the Kid Rock.
Wait,
that was something
again.
Else.
Oh, it's gone again.
It was a remix.
Wow. Wow.
He says a lot of things.
He does say a lot of things.
Is it helpful? Is it good?
Is it possible to enjoy the spirit of a song while hating the song?
He says, Black Lives Matter, no crap.
MF.
Earth. And that is a very offensive way to say something that is real. Mm-hmm. Of course they do.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Nothing in the song. I can't say nothing in the song because I didn't even listen to the whole thing. So something in there probably would be like, whoa, wait a minute. But I didn't really disagree with any of the messaging.
No. It's
but
just,
I also just, I don't
it was
know.
The delivery. That was a little.
I just don't like Kid Rock. I mean, that's the problem.
That sounded nothing like Kid Rock that I remember. That was not.
Cowboy, baby.
Yeah, that's oh. Early Kid Rock right there.
Think
that's
about
not...
think about who St. Louis connected, Sheryl Crow dated, mm-hmm. and who's in the news lately. Kid Rock, Eric Clapton. That's who she dated. I'm
wow.
sure there was others too, but when she was at her height.
She's a very vocal lefty.
Really?
Isn't that weird?
I've been to multiple. I was at her concert in St. Louis once again. She was with John Mayer, so that's why I was there and saw her. Oh. And I really like Sheryl Crow from a musician standpoint. I don't really go to Sheryl Crow to like get current events and political perspective.
Oh, that's what I look at every morning.
Well,
SherylCrow.com.
What is she thinking today?
Yeah.
I just need to know.
Well, how's inflation doing?
Every day is a winding road.
Sheryl Crow.
And then I saw her at the Bourbon Festival in Kentucky. Bourbon and bourbon, whatever.
Somebody's going to be really mad if you mess that up.
Well, I was really mad because they canceled the second day because there was like a
there was enough bourbon
flood.
Or there wasn't enough blues.
It was, anyway, so. When's the show over? I think it's interesting that Eric Clapton's a good addition to this conversation, that places that are not standard bearers for conversation that doesn't fit the approved Hollywood norm, they're coming up all over the place. And they are silently going, yeah, I kind of agree with the other guys. I'm just going to be honest. Aaron Rodgers. Does anybody have an Aaron Rodgers opinion in here?
I was rooting for him.
This is
a really good quarterback.
This is not like the room to like get into the weeds about NFL quarterbacks for sure. But Aaron Rodgers, who was immunized but you know deceived about his vaccine status or whatever, was on a podcast. I guess it was the Manning podcast. I can't remember what the name of the podcast is, but he purposely placed the Ayn Rand Atlas Shrugged like on a shelf behind him and said before he went on to air with this podcast, like, I'm going to put this up here and people are going to lose their minds. And they did. And he came out, he's like, I've never read it. Like, I don't, you know, people are like, of course, Aaron Rodgers loves Atlas Shrugged. And he's like, I've never read that book. But it's that easy to trigger people.
Mm-hmm.
It's that easy to just throw the line in the water. You catch a big fish every single time.
That is very true. Very sad, but very true.
Yeah, I just know what Aaron Rodgers has been doing in the last 3 weeks, basically. And I support pretty much everything that guy did. I don't even care that he lied about not being vaccinated.
I don't either.
I'm glad.
Honestly.
I mean, I'm not going to say I'm glad he did, but you put people in that situation.
Business. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the people who are mad at him because he wasn't like forthright and vocal, they're mad because he wasn't super, like, if you boil it down, they're mad because he wasn't super pro-vaccine. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with who he hurt or who he put in danger or him as an NFL quarterback. It doesn't have anything to do with that. There's an ideology that is out there that you're supposed to subscribe to. He doesn't do it. He's a villain. And you determine that he's a villain, and then you just find the details laying around the room mm-hmm. that you can put behind his villain status, and then you get your mob who has an immense amount of extra time and, you know, sore thumbs for how much they're tweeting all the time to say, here's the next person, we're going to serve him up, smack him down. That's how the system works. I think and Aaron Rodgers, you know, people I've heard people like refer to him as the biggest a-hole in the NFL or whatever people but like I don't think Aaron Rodgers cares.
No, you have to not. It's to a point now where you have to, if you're going to stand up for anything, if you're just going to go along with whatever the world wants you to do, then so what? But if you're going to stand up for something, you have to openly, you have to be open and public about it, because they're going to come and find you.
Mm-hmm.
Kid Rock just did that to say, look, I'm going to say everything I want to say in one song. Go ahead and cancel me. But he's also trending in the top 10 in Apple Music.
He ran for Senate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he released an album.
Mm-hmm.
Making moves.
Yeah, right.
Looking at you next, Paul
right.
Ryan.
Yeah, no kidding. You want to get back in the game? Sit down with Kid Rock. You always have to think about the circumstances that are surrounding things like this. What does Kid Rock have to gain by releasing the song? Well, first of all, it seems to very much coincide with his actual thoughts on things.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely on brand for him. And I think that the rebel culture that existed in the 90s and the grunge, I mean, the entire 70s, from what I understand, was like a counterculture movement. And it was, you know, people see what the status quo is, what you're told to do, and then people just want to do the other thing. And I think what Kid Rock is talking about currently happens to be the trendy other thing.
Yeah, and it's much bigger than we give it credit for being. It's one of the reasons that I think people are tuning in to voices like this, because it's being silenced in so many places that, and people are craving it, man.
You talking
Tune
about Wiggins?
97.1?
Wiggins America.
I'm talking about specifically me. Yeah. Not nobody else. Talking about my own show, 6 to 8 Saturday morning.
Thanks. That's why we have you here.
Yep.
So that you can promote your show.
Things, yeah.
Yes.
A lot going on.
All right. Stick around, because the Mark Reardon Show is picking up right here where we left off. If you want to listen to the actual Kid Rock song, go for it. Not around little ears, folks. It's not for them. But it, yeah, no kidding. Unless you need to rent Hannah out so she can beep all these things out for you. There's a lot of beeping going on in that song. Mark Reardon Show coming up on 97.1 FM Talk. Don't go away.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!